You're listening to Student Owned and Operated, KCSCRadio.com. KCSC Radio is broadcasting live from the BMU in Chico State in Chico, California. KCSC Radio is funded by the Associated Students Activity Fee, KCSCRadio.com. It's Dad Week, you know what that means. Why don't you have some? This is General Grant, and you're listening to Chat! And anyway, I have a PSA for you guys. Get Foxy Friday, December 18th at the Graduate. Be there. 9 p.m., $5. It's going to be awesome. Who knows, I might be there. I'm finally of age! By the way, I turned 21 over the break. Sunday, to be precise. Happy birthday to me. Whatever. Oh, the music's back. Anyway, enjoy some Mastodon!
Destroy it! Just 7 days old because I wasn't making enough milk to feed him and I needed the support from that group. So La Leche League is the reason I never had to feed Oliver with a bottle. I never used formula. I always nursed. I co-nursed with my wife, and I'll go into the details of that later. And I'm still breastfeeding today. I know
tomorrow. Can you guys make it? I don't know. I might be able to make it. Da-da. I'm General Grant.
Feed with breastfeeding when I knew that was the thing that was going to really impact my relationship with my kid. So without their support, I don't think I would have come out with the same drive that I have today. And now, as Debbie taught me, I am a lactivist.
Nice. I like it. Very nice.
And I'd also like to say hi to my baby Oliver. Oh. He's listening on the radio right now, and I hope that he's happy with grandma while mama is here in the station.
He'll hear your voice and calm, I hope so. Look over at the dial. Nice. So can you, I mean, I'm sure there's a ton of benefits to breastfeeding, but...
...100% providing the absolute best nutrition for that individual. Our body makes food that is not just for a human, but it's for that very specific human. So many moms have found that the comfort that comes with nursing a baby at the breast and knowing that the food is the exact food for them, knowing that those two need...
Turning back, falling deep into
through a bottle. So I was able to mimic breastfeeding with supplementation. My friend Debbie also talks about if we could provide formula through a breast or breast milk through a bottle, what would we choose? Mm-hmm. And she always says formula through a breast. The connection, the impact that just skin to skin, being with that baby, what that does to the relationship. So those two connect. Those two benefits are intrinsically connected.
Cool. So since like the inception of the organization, do you feel like the attitudes towards breastfeeding have changed?
Most definitely. Now we say breast is best. We still like to tell women what to do with their bodies. We still don't provide enough support to make that possible. So even though we say breast is best, breastfeeding in public, you're flaunting it. Bottle feed in public and you're a failed mom. The options don't leave you. The options are to stay at home or to not feed your baby. So La Leche League needs to be here so that we can provide a way for women to know that it's okay to breastfeed in public. It's okay for us to even show some breast. That, you know, the nipple is always covered by the baby. The areola is covered by the baby. It's okay if there's a little bit of breast tissue showing. We don't need to use covers. It's uncomfortable to eat your lunch under a cover. It's okay for us to feed our babies in public. So while we do have the support, we have the campaigns that say breast is best, it's better if we as a community let women know that we support them to make this choice for them and for their child and their families. I have been very lucky to breastfeed my baby with zero social barriers. I had all the support. I never needed to be separated from my baby. I didn't have work or school or other obligations. We were a dyad. We continue to be, but it's not easy for many women to have that. There are a lot of social barriers. It's not because I have support from my employer or because I have support from government that I'm able to do this. It's because I live a pretty cheap lifestyle and I make choices to stay with my baby as much as I can. And now he's 2.5 and I'm looking at what am I going to do next. I think that with this Breast is Best campaign, we need to have more support for how are women going to actually feed their babies.
Yeah, and I think there's something to say, too, about there just being strength in numbers. Like, even if you don't have a direct influence as to somebody who's, like, making that choice, like, you can see, like, almost this tribe of women who are, like, supporting. Dyad, and how can spouses, parents, partners support people who are breastfeeding at homework or in the community? So, you know, what does that look like on a home base basis?
The single most important thing anyone can do to help a new mom is give her some food and water. I had a meal train for the first month. I didn't have to chop an onion for 30 days. It was phenomenal. That's the single most important thing that we can do is just feed people. And if it's food that can be eaten with one hand, that's even better. So think burritos, wraps, egg rolls, things like that.
Just that simple. That's great.
Yes. Another thing is walk into the person. Friends and family can do. It's not hold the baby. It's not feed the baby. It's not maintain that connection with baby. It's what can you do to support the mom.
Right, and allow her to exist within that connection.
And yes, and they just need to fall in love with each other and let the oxytocin flow.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Okay, so with an activity as heteronormative as, you know, La Leche, going to La Leche League.
Yes, 20 white women.
Yes, exactly, exactly. 20 white women. Do you know any fathers who are involved in breastfeeding families? And, you know, if you do, how can they support their babies and their partners to have the best...
If she was busy, he was always there as the second person to provide whatever support needed for those babies. And that's what other fathers can do. It's really important for dads to know that they can support the breastfeeding relationship by changing diapers, giving baths, rocking the baby, bouncing the baby on a yoga ball, driving baby to sleep, carrying them in a Mobi wrap or an Ergo or whatever other baby carrier they might be able to find. If supplementation needs to happen, like in my case, my wife induced lactation. Tube that you can even get from the hospital when you're released rather than a bottle. They have this tiny little tube that connects to a 8cc syringe, and you can feed supplementation by putting the tube on your finger and baby can suck it that way, so it's as close to a nipple as you can get. So there's so many ways that men can promote this biological connection that babies have with bodies. Also, fathers at home can wash lots of dishes, make food, bring glasses of water, clean the pump if mom is pumping, do the laundry, all of those other.
Prepare to open the Alpenglow.
Like, I don't know, keeping that, you know, that sort of relationship together. And I mean, were there certain ways that it brought you closer that you just didn't know were going to happen?
One thing that people don't talk about with parenting is people say, oh, your life is going to change forever. But they don't really go into the details of what that means. I thought that I knew what love was before having a baby. And now my heart has exploded in a million different directions. There was one thing I was going to say earlier that I forgot to say. Their relationship was always really strong. Michelle actually held him before I did. I had an emergency cesarean. Absolutely wonderful support. So Michelle and our baby, their relationship was always really strong. She held him first as a newborn. He gazed at her with more intent in his eyes than he did with me. With me, he usually had his eyes closed. And so I knew that they had a deep connection even without breastfeeding. But at 2 months, that's when I knew that I wanted to sort of give up this idea that I could make more milk. Mm-hmm. And so she said, okay, then I'll induce lactation. We'll figure this out. And when she did that, their relationship tripled the intensity that they had before. She didn't think she could love him more, and then she loved him even more. So, that connection that we have when we're just sharing bodies with the baby.
Yeah, absolutely.
So inducing lactation is a funny thing. To make milk, we need hormones, and we need sucking. So it happens that grandmas who will have a mom and a new baby, she will sometimes relactate if she nursed her baby just from having the emotions in the house and having baby at hand. So she could just suddenly start making milk. It doesn't mean that she has to nurse the baby, but she might just start to make milk. So for people who might want to induce lactation, adoptive moms or for whatever reason you might want to make milk, it just takes like those feel good hormones of having a baby around and sucking. So what Michelle did was, and what other people who might induce lactation do, is use a pump and just pump for like 15 minutes several times a day, and after a while there's some milk for
baby.
That's
awesome.
Yeah,
cool. You have
also moms who had adopted their babies and were inducing lactation. There were a couple of moms that were in extreme pain and could only, I like choke up thinking about it, could only nurse once a day because it was like they had to do labor breathing to get through that one time of nursing, but they did it once a day because they loved their baby and wanted that connection. So they would come to that meeting. And it was the first place that Michelle felt comfortable. She's a butch dyke. She's like, and that's not a bad word.
It's not a bad word.
Some words that I'm not allowed to say on the radio, and that's not it. Gender is a funny thing, and she felt really comfortable there, and I felt really comfortable there saying, this is my wife and we co-owners. There were people there who didn't look like their babies because they'd been adopted. And it was just such a wonderful place to feel really at home and know that we were all doing the best that we could for our babies. And some of us made different choices in terms of parenting, but we all were there for the same purpose. And so it was a really wonderful way. And I'm still friends with some of the people that I met.
Oh,
in
that's
that group.
So cool. Yeah. That's so cool. So with breastfeeding, we hate using the word controversy because it shouldn't be so controversial, but it seems to be like slightly taboo, you know, like society or in this society and like our society, to breastfeed your baby at like a really late age. Can you speak more on that and like what you've seen just, you know, being a part of La Leche League and, you know, what, I don't know, I hate using the word normal, but, you know, just, I guess, speak on that topic.
Again, we like to tell women what to do with their bodies. Exactly. And so, you know, we have this idea that 1 year is the appropriate time. And with La Leche League, we support people who breastfeed their babies for one attempt or until weaning happens at whatever age. We support women in any part of this journey. So, it is a shame that it's even a controversy to talk about what women will do with this relationship and how to parent their children. My child loves to nurse and will do it until it's mutually consensual, whenever that might be. He's 2.5 now and we both like it a lot. I know many moms who have come through La Leche League who find that at 6 months they're just... baby asks, I will go along with it, but I won't offer, and that will just be kind of a gentle weaning, and we talk about that at La Leche League too, the different ways that we can be gentle in our approach. So I think that it's something that we can always, again, just have in our culture. When we see people nursing a newborn, we can say, good going, mama. And when we see a mom nursing a slightly older baby, we can smile too.
Beautiful. I love it. I'm just so blessed out by all this baby talk. Like, it's just all of it. This whole, go babies.
I'm the most radical of the La Leche League leaders in town, too. I want to put that out there.
But like, has that affected your relationship at all, or do you know of a couple that it's directly affected, that it's really put, you know, a damper on that relationship with the mom and child?
Absolutely. I know many moms through La Leche League who are wanting to have a breastfeeding relationship with their child and work 40 or 50 hours. And how can we support that dynamic? Well, there are a lot of things that we can do, and maybe we'll talk about that now. Do you want to talk about
it? Yeah, let's talk about it.
Okay,
yeah,
sure. Yeah. That sounds great. Well, first, I want to fight for 2 years paid maternity leave so that women have the choice to do what they want to do with those 2 years. I think that one thing that's really hard for us, again, is that we tell people to breastfeed, but we don't put those supports in place. Like teachers, it's really hard for them to find a time to even go to the bathroom to like take care of normal things in the bathroom. And then when we add pumping, and when it usually takes about 20 minutes to get a good pumping session in, and we want to do that every couple of hours or so, if it's possible to bring baby to mom at work, that would be an even better choice, so that baby can have the food directly from mom at the exact temperature and with no bacteria and everything that we like about breastfeeding from the body specifically. I feel like I'm now just sort of rambling about all of the things that we can do to support a mom at work. But I think that the most important thing that we can do is listen to the mom and see what she wants to do. If there's a way for her to have a flexible schedule, if there's a way for her to have flex time, so maybe she just works 10 hours a week to start, but then a couple years down the line makes that up. And, you know, there are a variety of things that work, employers can do. We don't have anything... we can go to work and see what your pump setup is like and what your room is like. It's supposed to be that you have a private space. It's not supposed to be a bathroom stall. It's supposed to be a private space, and you're supposed to be able to pump as often as you need to pump for your baby. So those little practical tips that La Leche League leaders can help with, so that moms can get all the milk that they can in the time that they're separated from baby, and then we can also help support that nursing relationship when they're back together in the evening. How we sleep is another thing that comes up a lot in La Leche League meetings. For people who need to be separated from their baby at 8 hours in the day, many moms have found that if they make up for that time by sleeping together at night, and sleeping together for those 8 hours, it's like they didn't really lose that time.
Get a hold of you guys and find that support.
We also have a Facebook page, La Leche League of Chico 2015. Is the name of the Facebook page. And also we have a warm line, which means that you probably won't have somebody answer the phone, but we'll call you back if you leave us a voicemail. And that phone number is 530-487-4109.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been beautiful. Thank you for all the work. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. It's Your Body is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by White Glove Chimney Service, creating a warm, secure, and healthy home. White Glove Chimney Service is a nationally certified company for expecting, cleaning, installing, and repairing your wood, gas, or pellet burning appliances and commercial or residential air ducts. Serving all of Butte, Glen, and Tehama counties, White Glove Chimney Service.
We will be having Jiving Board. That's going to be pretty
cool. A humbug festival of crafts. This year's festival opens on Friday, December 11th at 465 East 20th Street, featuring the work of local artisans, and is open every day from 10 a.m. till 7 p.m. and 5 p.m. on Sunday and Christmas Eve. To shop local, visit the 32nd annual Bah Humbug Festival of Crafts at the corner of 20th and Fair Street in Chico. This has been It's Your Body with Cheyenne and Grace. See you later.
Jelly time, peanut butter jelly time,
peanut butter jelly time.
Way up, way up, way up, way up. Now there you go.
Skids way under my feet.
Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
It is peanut butter jelly time. My name is Sandra, also known as your groovy grandma, and I have American apparel and organic cotton options and can be reached at 898-9525. So I'm going to let you go on first if you like.
Of course.
Yeah. My the show in 2 weeks is Christmas Eve, and there I just don't see that I'm going to be here at the station. I'm going to be spending time with my family. So we'll have a Christmas show 2 weeks early.
More. Now I'm going to have PJ read along with me.
All right.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open.
So the weather in Chico's about 49 degrees Fahrenheit, and it's cloudy and maybe raining. 20% precipitation chance. I'm General Grant, and you're listening to Judge! I've got a couple more songs left, and this is probably going to be my last radio show for a while. I'm going to miss you guys. All, like, probably two people that are listening. Under the Rose is almost over, and now it's time for vacation.
Well, let me tell you a story about an ugly woman I know. I'm a sight for sore eyes. Oh, if your eyes would only see. Bone on tiptoe, still you look like a lighthouse next to me. Your bad name mean a poem. I was proud till I got the reason why. Why? Never rain for confrontation. You've been sleeping when I kissed your ass goodbye.
Yeah. late to start at third rate. How could she ever compete with the best? There's always someone with a head start on you, but there is no pro league all right. Resistance is noble, said the captain while going down. Went down with his ship, that old fool, like a courage.
This is going to be my last song of Judge! It's a piece of the greatest show on earth, Life and the Toolmaker.
The cosmic law of gravity pulled the newborns around the fire. A careless cold infinity in every vast direction. A lonely fella in the Goldilocks zone, she has a tale to tell. The stellar nursery into a carbon feast. Enter Luca.
The tapestry of chemistry. signs of the divine seed.